God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In John 5, and the second verse. There is at Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Now the word Bethesda means house of mercy or house of kindness, which gives you a clue as to what you're going to be seeing in the story and what was happening. You know, we're going to get to it in just a minute, but there were, well, let's just read the next verse. It says that there were, there were five porches. One translation calls it covered colonnades. So it was a cover over it, maybe open, didn't have walls and that kind of thing. But, some say that the pool was like 55 feet long, and it had around it these five arches, which had a covering, but I guess maybe no walls and that kind of thing. And there were a lot of people. It said a great multitude. So this is a lot more than 20 or 30. I would say at least hundreds of people. Maybe more, maybe thousands. A lot of people are out here. And it says impotent folk. That means ailing or weak. People without strength. He gives you some examples. Blind people. Halt people. Crippled people. Withered people waiting for the moving of the water. Now get the picture. Put yourself there. Now it goes on to tell in verse 4 about an angel that went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And some translations don't leave that verse in. Some take it out. But if you just skip from that verse to the next one and read about it, why are they all hanging around that pool? Right? There's got to be some reason why all these people that are weak and sick drag themselves out day after day. Something's going on at the pool. And this is the explanation. I accept it.
Amen.
Amen. Our scholars fight over it, but forget that. And this agrees with some other things as well. You know, you don't take any one scripture and just build your life just only on that. If it's a Bible truth, you're going to find it in other scriptures, in other places. And the Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established and rightly divide the scripture. How do you do it? How do you divide a verse rightly with other scriptures? And it says that an angel, everybody say an angel.
An angel.
You believe in angels, don't you?
Yeah.
Angels are real. You know, there are two realms. There is the realm of the spirit, or dimension, if you want to call it that, of the spirit, and realm or dimension of the natural. You and I live in a natural world, but we are spirit beings.
Hmm?
We're not just body and mind. We're spirit, soul, and body. And in the realm of the spirit, there are spirit beings. God himself is a spirit. Angels are spirits. Demons are spirits. Human beings are spirits. There are human beings in hell tonight. Their bodies are not there, but they're there. Their spirits are. There are human beings in heaven tonight. And they are them. You know, the Bible said about Paul, I've had people, heard people say, well, you know, wonder what it'll be like. Wonder if we'll recognize or know each other up there. Well, do you know each other down here? If you do, then you will, because you're going to be you and they're going to be them. You're not going to change. You hear some people talking about, well, maybe we'll change into an angel. Or you actually hear people say sometimes when a young person is killed or dies early, well, God needed another angel in the choir. So, well, that's totally unscriptural.
Yeah.
No. First of all, even to use that terminology, God took them, is not correct. There are only a couple of people in Scripture that the Bible talks about God taking. Enoch was one of them. Amen. Some say, what do you mean? What's the way to say it? Most folk, especially the people that are saved, they went to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And according to Scripture, you can go early. You can go before you should. There's a lot of things to consider there. We have a lot more to do with it than people like to think. But anyway, we're spirit beings. You're sitting there right now looking at me through those two windows we call eyes. Somebody said, well, I saw Brother Keith. Well, no, you saw my body. I'm on the inside. Amen.
Yeah.
It's like you said, you saw a car go by. So, well, that was Brother Keith. Well, no, that was the car. I'm in the car. Right? And that's the way it is. These bodies are earth suits, vehicles, tabernacles, if you will, vessels, the Bible calls them. And, one of these days, it's going to be changed into an incorruptible, immortal body, and I'm looking forward to that. Are you? Never have another bad hair day. That'll be worth it all right there. Won't it? But everybody say angels. Angels are involved in the ministry of healing. Amen. They were here. An angel would go down ever so often and stir up this pool. I don't know how they did it. Maybe they stuck their hand in, swirled it around. Maybe they just dove in, made a big splash. Maybe they swirled their foot around. I don't know what they did, but the people sitting around knew something's in the pool. They could see the movement. They knew something. And they knew from experience, if you could get in the pool, when this stirring is going on, you get healed, and it doesn't make any difference. What's wrong with you? Anything. Anything. But only the first one. They're all sitting around this pool like turtles. And it gets stirred, and you hear bloop, 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 splash, splash. But only the first splash, only the first one gets healed. Now, this whole healing account is typical of a different kind of healing than most of what we've been studying about. I've told you, you know, before we begin, in these 19 accounts, the great majority of the people healed in these accounts were healed through their own faith. I didn't say all of them. Right? And here is one that is the exception. This man was not healed on his own faith. I'm going to explain it as we go. You might want to write this down if you're taking notes. We're dividing these healings up into two basic categories. I'd call one category faith-initiated healings. And another category we'll call spirit-initiated healings. And by spirit, you know I'm talking about Holy Spirit. Or you could say God-initiated or spirit-initiated. Of the ones we've studied already, let me give you a little review. Can you handle a review?
Yes.
Y'all awake tonight?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes.
We studied the healing of the leper. And he was healed. It was his faith a factor. He said, if you will, you can make me whole. He believed Jesus could. Jesus told him, I will. Now he believes he will. Yeah, his faith was the determining factor. Peter's wife's mother. They came and prayed and asked him to heal her. They must have believed something, mustn't they?
Yeah.
They're expecting something. Yeah, faith. Number three, the man born by four, the paralytic, said Jesus saw their faith.
Yeah.
So yeah, faith got him healed. The nobleman's son. It said, you know, Jesus told him, said, unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. And he told him, go your way. And the Bible said the man believed the word that the Lord told him. And he went his way and his boy was healed. So number four, faith. Number five, the man with the withered hand. He called him out and he told him, stretch forth your hand. And the Bible said, and he did so. He acted on that word. That's obviously faith. It takes faith to act on that. And I'm going to come back to this case because you'll get some insight compared to this in just a minute. But yeah, number five was faith. The centurion servant. These are ones we've already studied previous lessons. He said, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, I hadn't found such great faith. No, not in Israel. So his faith was the factor. Jairus' daughter. Remember when they got there, Jesus looked at him and said, don't be afraid. Only believe. Yeah. Right? And he must have. You know, the first thing he started out by saying, if you'll come lay your hands on her, she will live. Yeah. That's faith. Faith. Number eight, the woman with the issue of blood. Was it faith? Come on, y'all remember the woman with the issue of blood? What did he look at her and say, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Number nine, the two blind men. He said, you believe I'm able to do this? They said, yes, Lord. He said, then according to your faith. According to your what?
Faith.
Faith be it unto you. So it was faith. Number nine was faith. Number ten, the Syrophoenician woman's daughter got healed. Anybody remember that? Which one? What was that? He said, oh woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you, even as you will. Number 11, the deaf man with the speech impediment. Was it faith? Yeah. They brought this man to Jesus. And they beseech him. Would you put your hand? Why would you say, put your hand on him? You must be believing something. You must be expecting something. And you remember, he told him not to tell anybody in the town. He wanted him to stay away from unbelief.
Yeah.
Faith was a factor. The blind man at Bethsaida. Same thing. They came and besought him to touch him. That's faith. And he took him out of the town to heal him, had wanted to get him away from the unbelief. Number 13, the man that had the lunatic son. He said, Lord, if you can do anything, have mercy, have compassion on us and help us. And the Lord said, what? If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And the man said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. We studied that. So definitely faith. Now, last week, if you were here, the man born blind, here in the book of John, right? The man was born blind. Anybody remember that? We studied that last week. Well, how was he healed? Was he healed on his own faith? Think about it. Was anything said about believing, him believing, or people that brought him believing or receiving? No. No. Remember, they were just walking by? And the disciples said, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents? That nothing is said about the man asking for prayer or believing anything, right? But Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. He said, so that the works of God can be manifested in him. And he walked over to him and put mud in his eyes. Remember that? It said, you go wash that off in the pool. Well, nothing said about the man. Now, he did have to get up and obey, right? So it took, you know, some faith to obey, but the initiation of it was the Holy Spirit. He didn't come and initiate it. Jesus went to him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man at the Pool of Bethesda, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R926. That's R926. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.